Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Obsessive Compulsive Disorders.
I can never go to the bathroom without taking a shower afterwards. My shower rituals usually last anywhere from like an hour to three. This is my enema. I pump it inside of me and then just wait for the result to take effect. And then after that happens, I start using this, which is to, because my fingers don't reach as far in as I would like. So I use the toothbrush to go deeper, and I will keep doing that until it feels comfortable.
I started realizing that Nydia was basically scraping herself inside out.
It's Friday, April 9th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, school prom. No dykes allowed. Plus, hit with a frying pan by a sex offender and getting rich off the elderly's incontinence. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Jim Henson with you back for the Friday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. Glenn Miller is back in the news.
Another 100 million foreign Mongols are on the way.
Like, I know he's a bad guy, and I definitely don't agree with his politics, but I kind of like him, don't you? Like, there's something about him. Maybe it's because he came on the show, but I'm kind of rooting for him. Anyways, yeah, he's back in the news, causing a huge uproar in his state. Now, what's really great is this news story features a screen capture or a photograph of Glenn Miller, right? I've never seen a picture of him before. Holy mother of shit. He looks like a gay dude straight out of the 80s. I shit you not, I'm going to make it today's album artwork so you can check it out. He's got, like, the 80s gay guy mustache. He's wearing a black turtleneck. And, as if that wasn't bad enough, over the turtleneck, it looks like he's wearing a cardigan. I'm not entirely sure what's going on there, but it all screams, homo. Someone, take that photo from today's album artwork and put his head on a dude in, like, a leather harness or something. Look totally natural, I'm sure. All right, let's play just a little bit from this television news report.
A Missouri man running for Senate is making national headlines, not for his political platform,
no,
but for his radio campaign ad, some describe as racist.
Only some describe as racist? No, I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement here that these are extremely racist ads. Glenn Miller would even admit to that. All right, the other thing I wanted to mention, these ads have totally worked, because I'm sure what Glenn Miller wanted out of this was media attention, and that's exactly what he's getting. Now, from these little radio spots, he's now on television.
You might find what you're about
for
to
free.
Hear disturbing. KCTV5's Heather Staggers is live outside
KMD. Let me guess, the news reporter is going to be black.
Z Radio in Kansas City with this
look.
Story all new at 6.
Dark meat.
Heather?
Well, the program director here at KMBZ Radio declined an on-camera interview with us about the Glenn Miller ad, but he says he had no choice.
The political ads ran during a conservative talk show hour on KMBZ News Radio 980.
It's time for white men to unite.
Glenn Miller of Springfield, Missouri is running for U.S.
That goddamn picture of Glenn Miller.
Senate. His message is very clear and to many considered racist.
We've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government, our banks, and our media. We've allowed tens of millions of foreign mud people to invade our country.
Nothing racist about that.
KMBZ Radio says the company is required by law to run political spots. FCC regulations state that a legally qualified candidate for any public office shall be afforded equal opportunities.
All right, so then what's the problem?
Some say broadcasters should opt out of running the ads.
Maybe they're looking for ratings, I'm not for sure, but...
Wow, this guy has absolutely no idea how radio works. Maybe they're looking for ratings, that's why they're running the ad? What are you talking about? By the way, his last name is Slimer. We're listening to what Devin Slimer has to say.
Maybe they're looking for ratings, I'm not for sure, but... there again, I probably wouldn't listen to the radio station if they're doing that.
Others, even if they don't agree with the message, agree with freedom of speech.
Oh, look, someone who has a fucking brain.
It's a slippery slope when they start telling people No, we won't air this, but we will air this.
Good girl.
Political science professor Dr. Charles Moran at Rockhurst University says the political climate is different now than it was years ago. There's more fear and anger among voters.
In both parties, you have these extreme wings that are very vocal right now. You have the Tea Party movement
right. That
is pretty active.
And he goes on to say that on the left, you've got groups like MoveOn.org. All right, that's not the only piece of Glenn Miller television I have for you today. No. This Nelly old queen is getting around. By the way, he doesn't look nearly as old as he sounds, at least in the picture. But, you know, gays aren't afraid of makeup.
So, who is Glenn Miller?
I'm concerned about my people, white people.
What?
Did they want to say white power? White power!
Oh, shit.
That was Glenn Miller in the mid-1980s as leader of the White Patriots Party in North Carolina. And this is Miller in 2006 in southwest Missouri when we first met him.
50 million white men out of work. Then Whitey will fight. He won't fight until then.
Miller came to our attention because of this newspaper, the Aryan Alternative. It was being tossed into driveways, and Miller was one of the men behind the paper.
We can speak our honest minds without compromise, without censorship.
Now, in 2010, he's running for Senate. We tried to contact Miller for this story.
No one is available to take your call.
That's a shame. I got through to him.
But we're unsuccessful. However, his advertisements speak for themselves.
Young women and children ought to spit on you every day.
Oh, yes.
And under current law, they must be played.
Yes, of course. So there you go. Some Glenn Miller press there. Good for Glenn. Getting his face out there. His gay face. All right. Moving on. There has been a piece of audio that's sort of been gaining popularity. It's going viral. It's not spoken in English. I don't know. It's some Brazilian TV show, and there's an interviewer speaking to some... tranny, maybe she's a woman. I don't know what the fuck is up with this man lady. But take a listen. I can't even describe what's going on here.
Olha aqui nos camarins do João Forró, olha só quem a gente encontra.
Okay, so that is the presenter or interviewer asking this man lady a question.
Bicha, muda.
Right?
Bem?
Hey, bem. Hey, bem. Hey, bem. Hey, bem.
And that's the response. The tranny gives her. The deaf. I'm guessing she's deaf here.
Hey, bang, bang. Hey,
bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
A lot of people suggest that she's saying, I'm burning.
Hey, bang, bang. Hey, bang, bang.
I think she sounds like that Muppet. Is it the Swedish Chef?
Hey, bang, bang. Hey, bang, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Someone just do a mashup with the Swedish Chef and this chick. Now, what I find really fascinating, and you'll see this in a second, or you'll hear this in a second, when the interviewer asks her another question, she says pretty much the same thing. I'm burger, 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 burger. This is a long-winded response.
Você tá muito bonita, viu? Você tá muito bem vestida. Tá gostando do Jofa?
Hey, bang, hey, bang.
Burning, burning, burning.
Hey, bang, hey, bang, hey, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Você vem toda noite?
Hey, bang.
Yeah, burning, burning.
Hey, bang.
Qual artista que você mais gosta do Jafarró?
Let me guess. I'm burning, 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 burning.
Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Você vem toda noite?
Hey, bang.
Let's just fast forward a little bit here to the very end.
Hey, bang, hey, bang. Hey, bang.
How did I know? More burger, burger.
Hey, bang. Hey, hey, bang.
You can even hear her smacking her lips.
Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Right there.
Hey, bang. Hey, bang. Hey, bang.
Now, of course, because this is the internet, it didn't take long for the remixes to start.
Olha aqui nos camarins do João Forró, olha só quem a gente encontra. Bicha, muda. Bem?
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 Very, very good. So there you go, the I'm Burning. Her name, if you want to look it up, is like Bixa Muda, B-I-X-A, space M-U-D-A, if you want to see the video for yourself. I'll put a link on the show notes today. Got a short clip here of some verbal fisting from the Tennessee manhandler. That's apparently how people know him in the fisting community. Oh, it's the Tennessee manhandler. I'm going to rip my asshole wide open. Let's take a listen to some of his work here.
Oh, God.
Like a tree up your butt, almost.
Oh, yeah. Ah. Yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Ah. Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah.
Like one of those cartoon characters. Which Warner Brothers character was that when he gets really happy, he starts jumping up and down? Rest, rest. Now pay attention here because the fist is coming out. Oh, little fart there. Well, not much air is being pushed in. Of course something's going to come out, and he has no control over his ass muscles now, gaping wide open. All right, before we get into the news, here's another remix featuring Orgy Borgy, I'm Burning, Lady. Alright, you get the idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. It's very inexpensive, and it's payday today. So there's really no excuse why you should not help support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 1,000 episodes now. I'm sure it's like, what, 1,200 now or something like that? Plus, every week we do bonus material. I do extended shows, exclusive programs. Corey does a show called Butt Fudge Sunday every week on Sunday. And we also do video casts. So a lot of great exclusive content pops up on the Sideshow feed every week, in addition to all of the old content you can download as well. Again, to sign up, just go to superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. You just pay through PayPal, you sign up, and you'll get your username and password. And the cool thing is you get a special RSS feed. It's password protected. So it works with iTunes, so new content, whenever it becomes available, will automatically download into your iTunes library. Very cool. And it also works with Zune, I hear now, the Zune software. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Whoops. Couldn't get that last word out. All right, yes, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, to prevent Constance McMillan from bringing a female date to her prom, okay, the teen was sent to a fake prom while the rest of her class partied at a secret location at an event organized by parents. McMillan said that a parent-organized prom happened behind her back. She and her date were sent to a Friday night event at a country club that attracted only five other students, two of which had learning disabilities, by the way. I see pretty girls everywhere I go. You get the idea there. By the way, those pretty girls are not interested in you, sir. They're interested in other pretty girls. All right, back to the story here. The girl's principal and teacher served as chaperones, but clearly there wasn't much to keep an eye on. They had two proms, and I was only invited to one of them, McMillan said. The one that I went to had seven people there, and everyone went to the other one I wasn't invited to. Last week, McMillan asked one of the students organizing the prom for details about the event and was directed to the country club. It hurts my feelings, McMillan says. Two students with learning difficulties were among the seven people at the country club event. I think that is the newspaper's way of saying only losers went to the lesbo prom. Two students with learning difficulties were among the seven people at the country club event. They had the time of their lives. Really? She said that you're making it too easy for me today.
I thought we were going to record you, okay?
I had the time of my life. Now I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life. Now I always thought of you.
All right, enough of that. Yes, they had the time of their lives, McMillan said. That's the one good thing to come out of this. These kids don't have to worry about people making fun of them at their prom. In March, after the county school district refused to allow McMillan to bring a female date to the prom, the district canceled the event altogether. McMillan and her lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union challenged that decision in court, and a judge ruled the district could not bar McMillan and her date. Well, we all saw how that worked out for her. The judge declined to force the school district to hold the prom because a parent-sponsored private prom was being organized, and the understanding was that McMillan and her date were invited to that event. Whoops! McMillan was never invited, though, and organizers made it very difficult for her to find information on the time and location. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Houston. A man has been convicted in a $1 million adult diaper scam. How embarrassing to be convicted of that. The former co-owner of a Houston durable medical equipment company has been convicted of bilking Medicaid of nearly $1 million in a scheme involving poop catchers, basically. Yes, adult diapers. Fred Jesse Cole Jr., 44, pleaded guilty to 14 counts of healthcare fraud connected to a scam to file fraudulent claims for incontinence supplies. Brilliant idea. I bet you no one has ever thought to do that before. Such as, you know, diapers and briefs of the vinyl variety. I always found it interesting. You know, my parents get that Dr. Leonard's catalog, and that's where I found the hemorrhoid stick that you can purchase. It's like this little plastic stick. I've talked about it many times on the show, where you actually, it looks like a dildo, basically, and you put it in the freezer next to your frozen foods, and when your hemorrhoids flare up, inside your ass, you basically stick the dildo in your ass, and it cools. The cooling sensation, soothes your hemorrhoids, and then you promptly put that nasty anus stick back in the fridge. Anyways, they also sell vinyl briefs, right? But what I find interesting is they're clear. Why would you want to see that? If I was going to make vinyl briefs, they would be brown in nature or something. Something that doesn't show shit so clearly. Clear briefs, that's ridiculous. All right, Cole, who is free on bond, is scheduled to be sentenced on August 11th. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 and up to 3 years of supervised release. Federal officials said Cole, who was co-owner of Crusade Integrated Health Services, admitted to submitting fraudulent claims to the Texas Medicaid program for incontinence supplies that were either not delivered to Medicaid beneficiaries wanted by Medicaid beneficiaries or medically needed. Between May 3rd, 2003 and September 1st, 2006, Cole submitted $1,068,387 worth of claims for diapers and briefs to Medicaid and was paid $937,000 for those claims. Federal authorities said he admitted to submitting claims to Medicaid for the delivery of 1,338,000 units of diapers and briefs, when really he only purchased 314,000 units for delivery. I wonder at what point Medicaid over there in Texas thought, holy shit, there's a lot of incontinent people in Houston. Everyone's shitting themselves over there. All right. And finally today, let me read you the headline here. A woman says a sex offender beat her with a pan. Guess which state this one comes from? If you said Wisconsin, you'd be wrong.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Of course, Florida, come on. A man accused of kidnapping a woman, beating her with a frying pan, and trying to rob her is now in jail. Linda Soto, 60, says Jeff Carr, a registered sex offender and a family friend, kind of weird, tried to force her to cash a $1,000 check. Carr, 29, faced a county judge Thursday afternoon. You're charged with armed robbery, kidnapping, false imprisonment. You have no bond on any of the charges. He beat me with a frying pan. My head. He dragged me to the ground and he tied me up, Soto described. Carr was a family... was the operative word. Was a family friend. He showed up at her DeLand or something home and actually spoke to her in the kitchen for 40 minutes, you know, chewing the fat, before suddenly jumping up and attacking her with a frying pan. Soto believed he actually grabbed a kitchen knife first, then changed his mind. It was a very Goldilocks scenario. He first picked up a knife. That's too strong for the situation. Then he picked up a dog's squeaky toy. No, that's not going to work either. Too soft. How about a frying pan? Oh, that's just right. I don't want to stab her. I just want to beat her over the head. Knock her the fuck out. So, yeah, he went with the frying pan instead. Quote, he told me he just needed the money, Soto said. Carr apparently needed money so badly that he dragged Soto to a nearby Amscot. I don't know what the fuck that is. Gas station, bank, or something. I don't know. And forced her to write a $1,000 check to cash. But once inside, Soto mouthed to the clerk to call police. The clerk promptly called 911. She's standing behind him going, call the police, call the police, the clerk told the operator. Carr took off when he saw the police, but they caught him not far away. He's a registered sex offender with 21 arrests, Jesus Christ, and he was on the run from probation after recently cutting off his GPS monitor. Soto is just glad she wasn't seriously hurt and that Carr is behind bars. She has some bumps and bruises on her head, but will be fine. I'm very upset that this could happen to my family or anybody. Well, that's what happens when you befriend a sex offender with 21 fucking arrests behind him. It just goes to show how vulnerable we really are. This is the last time I invite a child rapist over my house for dinner. Lesson learned. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, speak to me, Friggity Giz.
Tim, it's Zach from Florida, sir.
Hi, Zach.
How are you? Currently, I am roaming around Boston, or some small town in Boston.
Sure.
And it got me wondering, why don't you hold a weekly contest, or like maybe a monthly contest, to find out who can send you the most crazy, twisted, just best clip or story from the interwebs?
Oh, that's not bad.
And then they'll win a small prize or something of that sort.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea, and... I think maybe let me work on that idea and we'll do something, because it's about time I gave away some prizes, right? Haven't done that in a while. Next up.
Hey, Tim, it's Creepy Chris from Australia.
Hi, Creepy.
First of all, a bit of a whinge. Why do your blind listeners have to specify that they're blind? I mean, it's a podcast.
Look, everyone likes to be a part of a community.
And it's a podcast. It's all audio. It really makes absolutely no difference. So what if I still need to specify that?
I don't know.
Also, regarding choosing between a gay guy and a tranny, well, I really couldn't decide, so I figure I'm going to have to do them both. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Test them both out. See which one you like better. That's a good idea.
Tim, it's civil distress. Did I accidentally start a war? Just trying to suggest a movie. Goddamn.
You can't win with this program. I've learned that over the past 5 years or so.
Agree.
Nothing you say will ever be right.
Agree with you.
Always
I feel
beat you.
Bad about the human race. We're all gonna die shooting ourselves over like eating each other's candy bars or something.
Wow. Look.
Yeah. So I don't think the monkey future is really gonna happen.
We won't make it that far into the future. Okay.
Hey, it's Tom.
What?
Hopefully you can hear this. I'm kind of outside. I'm on my headset. But,
Sorry, Brad.
Are you hydroplaning?
I was listening to this podcast, and I think it's like, what? It's a seventh podcast, and you played a clip of this chick that was at Dennis' office, and she was like, babbling about unicorns and muffins and strawberries or whatever. I think, I don't know, but I just called my mom about it, but I think that's my aunt. I think that's my aunt Ginny. So I just called my mom and see if she, my aunt, got dental surgery in the last week.
Okay, so you think that you know the person who was featured in that dentist thing? All right, I'm sorry, your quality of your call is just shitty.
Hey, it's Sideshow Member Surly here.
Surly!
Kind of a silly little inappropriate freak moment story to tell you.
Oh, what?
So I come from a hypocritical liberal family. Like, they're liberal in theory, but when something happens actually in the family, they become as conservative as the Taliban.
Funny.
And my very bratty, entitled 17-year-old cousin just got knocked up by her Puerto Rican boyfriend, so
uh-huh.
The entire family's in a tizzy.
I'm eating stuffing.
And this girl's, like, really entitled, and everybody's freaking the hell out, and I'm, like, laughing my ass off, because as I hear them losing their minds over the situation, all I can think of in the background is, my name is Victoria, and I am 15 years old, and I want to have a baby, and if I can afford my baby's designer clothes, I'm going to steal it. And so through all of these family discussions, I'm, like, half giggling, and everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And it's like, why can't you laugh at this situation?
Right.
Watch Maury. We're not the only
Pepsi
family in the world with a knocked-up teenager.
Yeah, that's true. It really isn't the end of the world. There's a lot of pregnant teenagers out there. By the way, I just have to mention, my favorite food ever is stuffing for some reason. I don't know what it is. I can eat that, like, stovetop stuffing every day. I get, like, one of those chicken breasts, or those, it's not a chicken breast, but it's like a chicken thing stuffed with cream cheese and chives and shit. It's like 7 or 8 grams of fat, right, for that little lump of chicken. And then some stuffing. Oh, that's a good meal right there. All right, next up.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Tim from Denver.
I found a place that still has Pepsi Throwback, by the way, and so I'm stocking. It's like a Speedway in Marion Village here.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Tim from Jancast. I had to call in.
Oh.
Because I have discovered the worst time to eat a Cadbury cream egg. That's why you're driving from Los Angeles to San Francisco, listening to Distorted View playing some sloppy porn audio, and passing a field of miles and miles of cow shit.
Oh.
That creates a perfect storm
Gross.
Of sweet Jesus. I shouldn't have this in my mouth right now. And there you go. Just a helpful tip from your buddy at the Tancast Podcast.
All right, there you go. Next up.
Ragu.
How do I know you're going to say that? All right.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow member Marla from California.
Hi, Marla.
I just got HBO, and I'm watching Funny or Die Presents, and they've got this skit called 1,000 Cats. It's a true test of patience.
Oh, really?
For real.
So there's an HBO show. I don't have HBO, so I don't know what you're talking about. So there's an HBO show that's based on Funny or Die, the website, right? That's interesting.
I really think...
I just got into Flight of the Conchords. I know I'm, like, fucking behind on all this shit. But and I know they're not making a third season or whatever. I'm still on the first season. But holy shit, is that a good show. Very, very funny. I love it.
Hey, Tim. Tim. Jigu. It's Spider. Proud. Page Sideshow member. I just want to let you know that, like, a lot of people, like, tell me that I'm going to become, like, really big or whatever, and trying to really get in my head or whatever. But anyways, I would like, you hate stupid people, right? Of course you do.
Yeah. Even though I really am stupid myself.
I'd like to share with you, like, my plan or whatever.
Okay.
To what I want to do.
Well, wait, like, you're going to be... People are saying that you're going to be big. You're going to be, like, a big, huge star or something. Well, don't forget about me when you become huge.
Please, what I think,
I'm not opposed to, like, you know, being a hanger-oner or whatever they're called.
Please, what I think, like, you know, I figure that people are the cause of, like, you know, bank robberies and shit like that. Because you really can't get away with a fucking bank robbery or whatever anymore because there's, like, cameras everywhere.
Right.
And I really think that stupid people are the result of why America is, like, so messed up. So, what I think would be, you know, a great idea, and I know this sounds really bad from a third-person perspective, but what I think would be a great idea is to, like, take all the people that are, like, you know, an IQ of 89 below, like, not counting, like, the mentally disabled and, you know, a bit...
If you have an IQ of under, like, 89, you are mentally disabled, aren't you?
You know, like, the people, the high school dropouts, and kids, you didn't really care, whatever. Take all those people and, like...
Put them on an island.
Put them in, like, camps or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Like, you're not the first person to think of that.
Hey, Dan, it's Jeff, Sideshow Freak, New Hampshire. Listen, we've got two quick things for you.
Okay.
First off, do you have any idea when you're going to get those 2009 archives zipped up on the Sideshow?
Now we're up to
2009. I got the 2008 ones downloaded. Liking a lot of them so far, but I could use those 09s, man.
Yeah, I'll start on the 09s now, I guess. Goddamn show is more goddamn work for me. All right. Oh, what's the other thing you wanted to mention?
Downloaded. Liking a lot of them so far, but I could use those 09s, man. I'm sure a lot of other people could. And second, regards to Corey, because he's given you so much material for your show over the years, I was always curious. Have you ever met up with him face-to-face? You know, it'd be like a meeting of the minds of a freak.
No, I've never met Corey. I don't even know which state he lives in. Indiana, maybe? I don't know. I just pulled the state out of my ass right there. No, I love Corey, and I think he does amazing work, and I would love to meet him one day. I think if we do a Distorted View meetup, he said that he would definitely want to be a part of that, and I think that would be great. But no, I haven't met him yet. One sweet day, we will be united in love. What? I didn't say that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. In voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Hey, Bunny. Hey, Bunny.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, because I've got a bunch of bonus material for you this weekend, including a brand new episode of Bud Fudge Sunday, an exclusive weekend show, you know, shit like that. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody! Something I said, maybe something I did, that made you walk away into that cloudy cold day.
Love, it is like rain, so much pain, rain, love.
Laughter is gone, the tears are here, I long for your touch, and you to be near.
You hurt me so
love,
bad.
It is like rain, so much pain. Rain, love, love, it is like rain, so much pain, rain, love.